Excellent, excellent. So my next question is, the goal of this study is basically to figure out how people from the inner city can become a little bit more socioeconomically mobile in their endeavors. And as a person that's a business owner, and you just received your doctorate degree, congratulations, I want to get your take on how important you think it is for people in the inner city to become more educated or to become academically enlightened, whether it be through some receiving their GED to some receiving their doctorate degree. How important is education in our growth or our struggle to gain socioeconomic mobility?
Well, you know, my high school education culminated with a GED. And that was primarily because my mother allowed them to put me in one of those accelerated classes. Mm-hmm. And I became very bored when I was in the 12th grade. I was like 14 and a half, 15 in the 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And so we know everybody else was 17, 18 years old, and I couldn't do what they did. Mm-hmm. And I became very frustrated. So I went with a friend of mine to take the test for the post office. Mm-hmm. I passed, she failed. Mm-hmm. I never forgot that because she was 19. Mm-hmm. And I was 16.
Wow.
And I had to lie to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
I think that education is extremely important. I think that all of our children ought to graduate at least high school. Okay. Or obtain their GED.
Mm-hmm.
We've come to learn that not everyone is college bound. In fact, I'm involved with a project called the Degrees Project out of the Goddard new NYU structure.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been testing and all such like it, and we find that everybody should not be in college. The concept of trade schools ought to come back. There are a lot of young people that have skills.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not honed in the classroom. There are a lot of young people who are technologically acute. Yes, they are. They can do anything. They don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just can do it.
Yeah.
And we're going to have more and more of that in the years to come, especially as we watch our little babies.
Sure.
Who pick up iPhones and do everything, pick up iPads and do whatever. They can barely talk.
Sure.
But the technology is innate in them.
Mm.
There are young people out here who have a fascination with repairing cars, all kinds of things. And I think that those skills need to be sharpened. For those who are academically inclined, then yes, we ought to help them. We have to help them come through the process, because the process is not geared for our success.
Mm.
The process is geared towards keeping us out. More and more we have issues with student loans. Tuition keeps rising, but the ability to obtain a student loan is less than less.
Mm-hmm.
And so how are we to pay for this escalating cost of education? I mean, I myself, my student loan bill is over $100,000, okay? I pay, you know, when I have a problem paying, I get a deferment.
Mm-hmm.
To give me a little rest for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I go back to it, and somebody would say, well, why did you do that? Because if I am not interested enough in me, mm-hmm. and my community and my people,
mm-hmm.
to make an investment in me,
right.
then what can I say to the young people I encounter? What can I say to the young people to whom I'm the pastor?
Right.
How can I motivate them to be a better them if I don't work towards becoming a better me?
Great point, great point. With that being said, my next thing is, as the pastor of the church and the community, what role do you feel that the church has in helping people to become aware. Like, you took your responsibility and said, I have to lead by example. Is there a role that the church needs to play in doing exactly what you just said? Not as an individual, but as a community.
As a collective.
A collective, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. What do you feel the church can do?
I think, well, the church used to be the epicenter of the Black community. Nothing went on without the pastors being involved, without the church being involved. When folks had issues with feeding their children or paying their rent, they came to the church, and the church was able to help. You know, when the Black Panthers started, the various projects that they did with daycare and things like that, which people don't know, they think they were a bunch of hoodlums. No, they weren't. They were about the community. They were about helping. And somewhere along the line, the church has abdicated its role and responsibility to the people, mm-hmm. to the community, and therefore the church no longer has any power. For instance, we're the only church on this side of Madison Avenue that actually is involved in community service.
Wow.
There are other churches here. The next one that is involved is on 102nd-ish Street and 1st Avenue, I believe. And then there's another one on 99th Street and Madison,
mm-hmm.
that does. But between 128th Street and 102nd Street or 98th Street, that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because HIV/AIDS continues to be prevalent in our community. Drug addiction is definitely on the rise with heroin usage coming back. The crack epidemic hasn't gone anywhere. And now the others want to put a clinic in our community where we already have a problem where addicts can come and shoot up and be given clean needles. And if they OD, you know, there's a nurse or somebody there who can administer Narcan. They've even given us Narcan, you know, the churches, mm-hmm. so that if somebody comes in here and they OD, you know, we're to give them Narcan.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is a bandaged on the backside of an elephant.
Mm.
And you know what that'll do? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. We have, it hasn't happened, I think, in the last 6 or 8 months, maybe a year, because the others are using the Metro North more so. And so there are a lot of patrols out there to chase away the homeless and the hungry, but it wasn't always that way. Because we've had to walk our young people because they were so high on K2 and the other drugs that they were stripping in the street and having sex. You know, or snatching at the children. And so I'm sure you noticed yourself, and I mean have wondered, why are our children always escorted? Why, if they go to the corner store, an adult stands outside to watch them?
Mm-hmm.
It's because of this community and what goes on.
Yeah.
You know, we're across the street from one of the largest substance abuse agencies in New York, which is ARC.
Mm-hmm.
No, we've never had a problem with them because they do try to keep them contained. But, you know, one never knows.
That's right.
We have a school across the street where children have been abducted. Mm. We don't know. We just don't know. And so I think that the church, beginning with the pastor, okay, because it's, again, leading by example. I believe that the church needs to reclaim its place in the community. It needs to open up its doors. It needs to do the best it can to feed the hungry. It needs to do the best it can to help families who are endangered with teenagers who are coming in contact with the police. It needs to do the best it can to pick up the fight for affordable housing. The housing situation in Harlem is ridiculous. I myself am going to have to move out of Schaumburg, and I've lived there 25 years. But my rent has exceeded my income to the point where I simply can't afford to live there anymore. And that's heartbreaking to me. Because like I said, I've been there 25 years. I don't even know how to search for, you know, a new place to live.
Crazy. Yeah.
You know, and another thing we need to do, and I'm finding out about it the hard way, we need to keep check of our credit score. Because our credit score will keep us from doing a lot of things. A negative credit score will make it so you can't rent an apartment. You can't get, there are now some jobs that you can't get if you have a negative credit score. And so we need to teach economic empowerment in our churches. We need to talk about it, not be afraid of it, not be afraid that some politician is going to get mad and so cut off your ability to obtain grants and what have you. Churches and all, they didn't obtain grants or anything. They taught tithing, and the people had a sense of urgency, a sense of obligation, a sense of community, and they tithed. Mm-hmm. And so the church didn't have to bother with social service programs in order to fill in their budget. Excuse me, but people don't have that same connection.